boss, it's a little spoiled already, so it's not oymitz for a person to eat it. What do you do with it? What is oymitz for? To give it to a chayim. So chayim could you draw pshit? That's not muksa. Mayim megulim, he also is not called muksa. Mayim megulim means you left water overnight uncovered, and medina the gemara you're not supposed to drink because we're afraid maybe a snake poisoned inside it. Still, he holds it's called roy. It's not muksa. Why? You're allowed to let your cat drink it. So therefore, it's not called muksa. Trashu lechosel lemazik leeris the nochish. The poison of the snake doesn't bother the cat. Shafan lechoshim yecheles, because cats eat snakes anyway. So now the poison doesn't bother the snake, the cat. So now you can give it to a cat to drink. Rav Shimon Galil Amenei kol atzomom osel lishoisim apnei asakona. He also knows this mayim megulim. It's a sakona to keep it around. Meli yavachil like to throw it away and not to use it. So mele blives muksa. If you have water left overnight, medina gemara, it's also to use the blives muksa. Zman is there, we're not so machrim in this, so Elvad will be mutter, Zman is there, if you have water left overnight. Yeah, alright. Right, the Mishnah. Koifen es asal lefnei hefroichim. You have birds in the house, and the birds want to fly up, so you'll have to put a sal, a basket in front of the birds, they could fly up. Kadeisha yalu v'yerdu. There they should go up and go down. Even though they're freichim, the birds themselves are muksa. You're not allowed to touch birds or animals on Shabbos, they're all muksa. So when you're putting this kli in front of the afroich, you're like touching a kli, you'd be mevatel the kli, that when the bird is on top of it, you can't move the kli. So Rashi Ashminon, the kli nitl dover shen nitl b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move this basket for the tzarech of the birds, even though the birds themselves you can't touch on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Mishanah Perakim with the Sokom Kaimed. Rav Yitzchak holds it's osir, so he answers, we're talking about a case where you had to pick up the sal for some other reason. You needed the sal to take off the chair you want to sit down. Once it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it in front of the birds to go up and go down. Teshiyalu v'yerdum. Tanagoyles shaborcha. If your chicken ran out of the house, is doichin oiso, you're allowed to push it. Rashi learns doichin even v'yadayim. You're allowed to just push it with your hands. Achetikonis, until it comes into the house. But you're not allowed to grab it, hold on to it with your hands. You could just push it, that's all. That's not called a tiltol, just pushing until it gets into the house, that's mutter. Now, modadin agolim asiyochim. Modadin is a bigger thing, like you're grabbing a hold of the animal, but you're not picking it up. Just you're grabbing hold like the neck or the hair of it and making it move. Agolim are young cows, asiyochim, young behemoths. You're allowed to modadin. Drashi modadin agolim means oiches betzavori, grab a hold of its neck. Or with dodin on the sides of the animal, the goroi, and make it move. You make it move, and it moves. But to pick it up, you're not allowed to, because it's muksa. So to pick it up, that's called a tiltal. You're not allowed to be metaltal animals on Shabbos. But to grab it, to move it inside, here they will make it. It's not a tiltal gomer, and we'll soon see it's a tzarech of the animal, it's mutter. When the animal needs this, it's mutter. Isha, anisha, modado es beno. She's also allowed to walk with a child, a young baby, like that could walk, and she like also holds him, grabs him, and makes him move his feet. Amr Rav Yehuda, Emosai, when is this mutter? When can Isha like walk with her child? This man. Only if the child is old enough that he can put down one hand, one foot, and pick up the other foot. But if the kid, the chlal, can't walk, and the isha is just dragging along the kid, that's also to do b'shus rav machabes. That's not called modadin. Modadin means that the kid could walk, just the mother helps him, like pick up one foot and put down the other foot. Helps him walk. Trash isha modadin espanon. Oichzosim is a roisa. She could grab hold of him by his arms, miachuru from the back, and say, yosin, help him walk. That makes him move his feet, but the kid is walking. Shatinik maniyas ragli moves his feet. When he puts down one, he picks up the other one. But mamish to schlep the kid, that's also of nation associate. That's called you're picking him up. That's nisa. Just like you can't drag a stick along the Shusar Rabin, you can't drag a kid along the Shusar Rabin. That's also. What? The same thing. No, the same, no, Isha's Ladav. Isha and the father, same thing, same halach here. The man would also be allowed to be modado, espanor. Right, as long as the kid is moving his own feet, you're allowed to, like, help him walk. Hey, father also modado. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Behema shenoflo lama samayim. A behema on Shabbos fell into a ditch of water. Is mevi korom uksosis. You're allowed to bring pillows and blankets for him. Omaniach tachter. Put it underneath the behema. That he shouldn't drown there, like he shouldn't die there. V'yim osa osa. And lo yisui, he comes up because of this. Ksuntayt, let him come up. For the more meisvei. The hamer shenafli yamasamayim, the hamer that fell on Shabbos into a ditch of water, is oisalor panosvim koimur. You have to just let the hamer stay there and feed him there, but don't touch him. Don't, you can't do anything for him. Bishvil shloy Thomas. There he shouldn't die. His mashma panos in. You only allowed to feed him there. Of a korum uksosus loy. You're not allowed to be matriach yourself to bring pillows and blankets for him. So here it's akasha, and the Rav Yehuda is matter. And the more akasha. Hodi yeshi bepanosa. The second bride is talking about, the behemoth is not stuck so bad, he's not going to drown there, he just doesn't have food. So all you need is just panosa food, that's all you have to do. Hodi yeshi bepanosa. The first case talking about was very deep water, and the behemoth is struggling, so if you don't throw down blankets and pillows for him, he may drown there. So Vadi Yavi had to there to save him. Efsha, Hodi yeshi bepanosa. When Efsha bepanosa in, Viloi may be kormuksosa some niachtach there. For the marvel, come avato kli mechonai. What's the hetter though to put a pillow underneath the animal? You'd be mevato kli mechonai. Once the behemoth goes on top of this pillow, it lies like mukse now, it's holding up the animal, you can't use the pillow anymore. And with the rabbonin, it's also to mevato kli mechonai. Like we had before in Bava Madlikim. If you have a nair that's dripping wax or oil, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath to makabel the wax, because since the wax or the oil is mukse, when it comes into the kli, it's going to make the kli mukse. See, it's called an issim of the rabbonin. You're being mevato kli. You're making this kli not usable anymore. The Shabbos. So you're taking the korum and ksusim and making it not usable. So why is it mutter? And the Gemara sava mevato kli mechana the rabbonin. True, that's an issim of the rabbonin not to do something to kli. So it's a spirit in Rashi. One place Rashi here Rashi says doimel esoyser. It looks like you're breaking the kli. Another place Rashi's master is doimel tibinyan, like you're building the kli. I call upon him as osim of the rabbonin to do something to the kli that's not usable, but that's only an issim of the rabbonin. A betzar balachayim diraisa. That's what we paskin. A behemer is betzar. There's like an issim diraisa not to put an animal into tzar, and we learn it out really from dinah prika. There's a dinah terah. If you see an animal that has a tremendous amount of load on top of him and he's falling down because of the load, the terah says go and take the load off the animal. From there we see an Indian at Tzar Bal Chaim is Midiraisim. The Torah doesn't want you to see an animal bitzar. You're supposed to do something to save it. So Meir Leviyosu Diraisim Adochi Dirabonim. Hey, see, putting down the Korah Maksos is like being Mekayim Adin Diraisim. You're like saving the animal like from drowning, from being in Tzar. That's an Indian Diraisim. So Meir Le, the Dirais is Adochi Dirabonim here. Trashi Tzar Bal Chaim Diraisim. Shenemar Ozoi Tazev Imo. You have to help him. V'ikaman the Dorish time of the Kroah Mishum Tzar Bal Chaim. Be'lu Metziya. Some say that's the time. Why, if there's too much weight on the animal, you have to help the bile and take it off? Because the behemoth has too much tzar by carrying so much weight. So that's a din b'yiraisa. So mele here the rabbanim will make all to mevato kli mechonai. Right, the tanagoy l'shaborcha. A chicken that started to run away. So the Mishnah says, doichin. You let it, just push it with your hands. Of the in. Mother din loy. But you're not allowed to grab a hold of it like to make it move. You can't grab it. You can just push it with your hands. So yichi is the chilek between the bird and the behemoth. We'll soon see why. Tanin lohod atan rabbonin. Mother din behemoth. Chayiv v'yoyf b'chotzer. You allow a mother din means you allow to grab a hold of a behemoth, a chayiv and a knife in your chotzer. Avol lo yas atan agerlis, but not a chicken. For the Gemara, tan agerlis my time. Why is a chicken different? Tan agerlis my time loy. Om rabaya mishum demakfei nafshe. Because a tan agerlis, as soon as you're going to start grabbing it, it's going to pick up itself. If it picks up itself, that's called then you're holding it. That's mamash a tiltul. And tiltul is also. Shrashi mother din loy. Shiloye oichazo begafeon. You're not allowed to grab a hold of its wings. For ragle, it's the feet. Noigim loritz umalicha. No, you have to make sure the feet are still on the ground and just move it. Why the makfanafsha magvas atzvam? Because if you grab a hold of the wings, it's going to pick itself up off the ground minoris. Venimsa ze metaltum. It's considered you're holding the whole chicken. Avalavozim, mashenkin ducks, kishoichsim begafehem, when you grab a hold of its wings, hein mahalchim bragleim. They don't jump up, they just walk along with their feet. So therefore it's not called a tiltol, that's why other oifers are mutter. Only a chicken is this way. A chicken, when you grab all the chicken, that's the type of a chicken. It gets chicken, and it jumps up, it gives up like. So Melissa, come that you're holding the whole chicken, that's awesome. Modadin means you're allowed to grab a hold of the behema and make it move. Not pick up the animal, just grab a hold of the neck and make it start walking. You're allowed to do this in the chotzer, avoloi brishus rabim. Brishus rabim it's osir. Because brishus rabim were afraid that maybe while you're grabbing the animal, you come to pick it up. And if you pick up an animal, brishus rabim, that's an issue there, not like carrying an animal, brishus rabim. For Isha, Mashenkin, a lady, modades b'no brishus rabim. By a kid, because there is a svara chai noisy satsmoi, so even on its side, you come to pick up your kid, brishus rabim, there wouldn't be an issue there, it'll only be osir with the rabbonin. So therefore, the Rabbanan warned Machmer, there's one to say, you're allowed to like walk your child, even in the Rishus Rabbin. V'ein tzorach lema b'chotzen, avada b'chotz v'tz mutter. V'tan yidach, another brisa says, ein oikrin behema v'chayev yoif b'chotzer. You're not allowed to pick up a chayev oif b'chotzer. Avod doichin behen, but you're allowed to just push it, sheyich nesu. You're allowed to just push it, then go into the corral. For the Gemara, gufa kashin, the last brisa is gufa siro. Omaatu ein oikrin. It says, you're not allowed to pick up the animal on Shabbos. It's mashma, I would do your madadinum. But just time to grab a hold of the neck and to make it move, that would be mutter. Madida would be mutter. Just to pick up the animal is awesome. And hodarma, then the safe libraisa says, doichin in, you're allowed to just push it. Mashma, that's all. Of a madadin loy, you're not allowed to grab a hold of the neck even. You're just allowed to push it. Om rabayam, safe and awesome tanagurlis. The safe is talking about tanagurlis, the chicken. But a chicken we have there, it's only mutter to be doichin to push it. But to grab it, even by its wings, you're not allowed to, because then at that second, the bird, the tanagol will jump up, and blaz like a tutu, you're holding the whole thing. Omer Abaye, Hai man de shochet tanagolis. If somebody shechs a chicken, lechveshino lekare barya, he should either put his feet into the ground, make sure his feet is touching the ground, like push it down at the ground, inami nedol hu medul, or else pick it off the ground. Why? Well, Dilma Monach Leilu Tufrayu, we're afraid maybe the chicken put its claws on the ground, Barium, Vyoko Leilu Simonim. Vice versa, if he puts his claws on the ground, that will make him shake himself so bad that he may break his own Simonim before he even shecht it. This is Allah and Shechita. When you want to shecht the chicken, either you should have it holding in the air, but Akol Parim, you shouldn't let its paws touch the ground. Because if I said, if it touches just the paw, touch the ground, you didn't push the feet onto the ground, we're afraid it'll shake itself so much, the bird, that it'll pass all the shchita. You won't be able to make a good shchita. Right, Zot the Mishnah. Ein miyal bin es a behema b'yomtif. On yomtif, you're not allowed to help a behema give birth on yomtif. Ein miyal bin. Pusher miyal bin means like if the behema, the vlad, starts to come out, you're not allowed to grab the vlad and start pushing it out. But that's a big tircha. It's a big tircha, they ask you to do it on yomtif. Ein miyaldin as a behem biyomtiv. Now let a help a behema give birth on yomtiv. Avol misadin of esada, that's mutter. We'll still see the Gemara what the chiluk between miyaldin and misadin. Rashi mefarsh be Gemara. Some type of help you're allowed to do, but not to mamish make it give birth. O miyaldin as isha b'shabes. Mashenka and isha, then avadi could help give birth on Shabbos. Miyaldin as isha b'shabes. The koyrin lo chachoma. You're allowed to call her a maid if she needs it. Mimokin lamokin. Even from another place, you're allowed to go call them. O Mechal Nolas HaShabbos. Anisha is about to give birth. It's a Pekuach Nefesh. You're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos for her. The Kosher Nesat Tibur. And as you gave birth on Shabbos, you're allowed to Kosher and you're allowed to tie the Tibur, the navel cord. Reb Yosi Yoimer. Av Choytchen. You're also allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Another Locha. V'chol Tzorchim Milo Isim B'Shabbos. If you have to make a Milo on Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos. Kol Tzorchim Milo also you're allowed to be Doicha Shabbos. Yeah. Zot Gemara. Kate said Misadin. What does the Mishnah mean that you're not allowed to make give birth, but you're allowed to be Misadin? The Behemah Yomtif it's Mutter. What does Misadin mean? That's all. As after the Vlad is about to come out, then you're allowed to catch it before it falls to the ground. So I said, while it's coming out, you're not allowed to push it out. That's called Ein Mialdin. But if it's already come out, rove if it's out, and it's about to fall to the ground, you're allowed to catch it. That's Mutter. We have Nachman Omar Doichik Bebosser. Rashi Bebosser Shel Behema Lifnim Sheyavlad Berlet Lachutz. You're allowed to push the mother's stomach to make the vlad come out. That's also mutter. So she's not allowed to push the vlad itself, but just to give a push into the mother's stomach, that's mutter. Doichik Bebosser. Kadei Sheyetzi Avlad. Then the vlad should come out. Tani Kavosat Rabbi Yehuda. Kate said Misadin. What's mutter to do? I'll call for him on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, even this much is also to do. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do this much tircham. That's one thing. You're allowed to hold the vlad, catch it before it falls to the ground. You're allowed to blow into its nose. You're You're allowed to hand the kid the dad of the isha of the mother. Today it should be to start nursing. Amar Shimon Gamliel, merachmin hayino al behema torah biyomtiv. You're allowed to make rachmonis that the mother should have rachmonis on his kid on yontif. You're allowed to do something that the mother should have rachmonis on the kid to nurse the kid. What does that mean? Hechi yovid. What do we do to make the mother have rachmonis? Is omer abayim maybe bul shomelech. You're allowed to take a whole handful of salt or maniach lo b'teich rechem. You're allowed to put it mamish in the mother's rechem, the mother's womb. Kadesha tiska tzara, that the mother should remember the tzara she had when she gave birth to a kid. V'terachim alav. And now the mother will go have rachmonis on the kid and go feed the kid. So you're allowed to do this on yontif. Let her take salt and throw it into the womb of the cow. Kidei, it should have rachmonis on its kid. Vaitul mezalfin mei shulya. Let her take the water from the shulya, from the placenta that comes out. Agabi yavlat. Throw that juice on top of the small kid now. Kidei shetariach reichai. That the mother should smell this smell. Or terachim alof. Again, she'll smell the smell of the placenta. Reminder again of the birth. That will make a have rachmanis on a kid. So this tirch is mutter to do on yontif, because it helps. It helps that the mother will have rachmanis on a kid and feed the kid. The marvadav ketorah. It's only mutter on a cow, or the behema torah is mutter. Avul tmeya loit. But for behema tmeya, you can't do these last two ages. For the more of my time, or why not? Tmeya loit marach of loda. The mala behema tmeya never throws away its kid. The mala will nurse the kid by itself. The marachka of loda, but if you're going to find out this one case, the behema tmeya threw away its kid, you should know, loy mekarva. It's other. Either it keeps the kid and it'll take good care of the kid, or else it throws away its kid and you won't do anything to take it back. So even if you make these simonim on a behema tmeya, you're not going to make the behema tmeya change its mind and take back its kid. If it throws the kid away, it means business. That's by the behema. Now, miyal ben mes isha. Mashek and isha giving birth, you're allowed to do everything to help her. For the mar michti, the mis says, tono le, miyal ben mes isha, you're allowed to give birth. The Korean law Chochma, you're allowed to call the nurse, Nimokal Mokam, or Machal Nalef for Shabbos. You're allowed to be Machal Shabbos. You're the Chur Asu Yamayim. Like, what's this last Chiddish if you're Machal Shabbos? Pshito. The first case is also you be Machal Shabbos. When you're making them give birth, you also be Machal Shabbos. So what's the Chiddish if you're Machal Shabbos for him? And the Gemara Lassu Yehod, the Torah Rabbonim. Yemoy Sotzrich Laner, Chaverta Madlekes Los Aner. That if the Isha, the pregnant Isha, is giving birth now, if it's dark in the room and she wants light, you're allowed to light a match, light the fire on Shabbos. That's called Pikuch Nefesh. The Amoisa Tzricha L'Shemen, let's say she needed oil now, the Isha wants to rub herself, she's allowed to get a Shemen, and there's no oil in this room, is Chaverta Mavi'ilo Shemen Biyad. The Chaverta goes to someplace else and brings back Shemen in the hand. Like she rubbed herself in her hands, Rashi the Kapo. Let her put the shemen in her palm. For leibekli, the karma of the yefshem mashninen. As much as a shinin you could do a shinin. V'yemein a sofik biyad. She can't bring enough oil in hand. Meviya basara. Let her dip her whole hair into the shemen, into the oil, and then she'll walk through the shesrab and bring the oil to the house there. And then there they'll squeeze out the oil from her hair and give it to her. V'yemein a sofik basara. But if he still can't get enough oil in her hair even, then meviya leibekli. Then you're allowed to bring her the gallon worth of oil as much as she needs. She needs a fire. Is chaverta madlekas losaner. But the more vayte pshita avadnes pikuch nefesh. If a pregnant isha is in a dark room and she's scared, she has any type of pachid avad to shalaf pikuch nefesh avad its mutter. Yeah. And the Gemara loetzricha besuma. We're talking about that the pregnant lady here is a blind isha. So now the time I would think. Kivun lechaz yosar, since the monashe, she can't see anyway. So there's no pikuach nefesh in bringing the light. Kamashvula, no. Isuve meisvadaita. She feels very relieved if she knows there's light in the room. Sovra, she thinks. Iika midi chazi chavretav yovdali. I'll call upon my friends that are by me, the nurse. If it's dark, she's nervous. The nurse can't see what's going on with me. She's afraid she'll die. So she'll be pikuach nefesh. Vashenka, if the isha knows that there's light in the room, and her other friends could help her out, she has Yisuvei Daitoi, that's also Shalom from Pekuach Nefesh. So Toys, the bottom Toys speaks out, Afagat Perek Basu, the human, Oma Choyla Ein Machil Meisav Yom Kippur, Elapi Mumcha, even though a person that's sick on Yom Kippur, when are we matim to eat? Only if the doctor says he has to eat. But by himself, we're not matrim. For Ocha Shal Yemishum Yisuvei Daitoi, and here we're very makel on a Choyla, on a pregnant Isha, even for a Svara to have the light, even though she's blind. Time to make her feel good. So Tosfos Haynu Shayos Yecholei Yeledes Listakenei De Pachad Shetispachet Shem Einoisin Yofen. It's a big sakana for pregnant isha b'shash is giving birth. If she has any type of fear that maybe they're not doing good enough to one, that could cause misa. That's called the makom mesukin. Ma'ashi tzrichim imashi istakin achil abrov. That's a bigger must sakana that an isha is afraid that not taking good care of one than a person that's starving stam and he's sick. There it's not such a big sakana. Stam the fact you're starving, you have to ask the doctor. The doctor says you're not going to die from not eating on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. You have to ask the doctor. Even though you're afraid, from being afraid not to eat, you won't die. But an isha, that's a pregnant isha, as pachad, she's muta, you're muta to Mechal Shabbos for him. And that's one of the heterim, Moshe has, that if your wife has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, that the husband's allowed to go in the taxi or driver, because she'll be afraid to go herself. So the Kesha shouldn't be afraid to go herself, the husband's allowed to go in the taxi to the hospital. Because of this Tachi was saying, now any type of pachad that the Isha has, the Shashi is in pregnancy, birth, it's a kumek kuch nefesh. Right. Im hoisut tzrich l'shemen. If she needs oil, so you're allowed to do this Eitzah. First bring in your hand, then bring in your hair, then bring in a kli. For the Gemara, the Chura, tepul le mishum schita. Like, what are you gaining the fact she isn't carried in her hair? But when you bring the shemen to her, how do you get the shemen out? You have to start squeezing the shemen out of the hair. So what did you gain by the deal? No, Midrashi says no issa schita on seir. So Rashi, why not? Rashi, ain't the bottom Rashi ain't schita b'seir. Shul kosher v'ain v'leya. Hair is a little bit hard. It's not called nivla in the hair. Hey, schita is only called like in a sponge. As mamish blue in the sponge, then you squeeze it out, it comes out. Or in clothing, as mamish nivla in the clothing, the water. When you start to squeeze it out, that's called schita. Mashenk in the hair, it's hard, it's not called blue there. It's called there the way it is. The Rai says, no, it's squeezing water out of your hair. It's only Yosem of the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim will make it here. Ravashi Yamanena, Filo Tema Yeschita Beseir. It could be there's no Rai from here. Even if you're older, isn't it a Schita Beseir? Of a maybe love a Kli, Derek Sarah. What he meant to say is not to dip your hair into the oil. No, he meant to say just carry the oil back in your hair, like make a Shinui. The Kama, the Yeshna Shinui and Mashninim. That will only be this of the Rabbanim carrying it. That's called carrying a Bishinui. So if you carry it with the Shinui, that's better. Benech Rami, that this Pshat, you can't soak your hair in the Shemen. But Allah, we hold the ain't Schita Besam. The right, sir, that's not called the Schita. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Chaya. When is Nisha called the Mokim Sakon Rashi Yoledis? When Nisha is giving birth, when is she called a Sakona? Chaya, Kol Zaman Shekeva Pesuach. Kol Zaman Shekeva Pesuach, Rashi Beis Terechim. I mean, the uterus is open, is Bain Omra Tzrichani, whether she says, I'm a Zimbakam Sakona. Bain Lo Yomra Tzrichani, she says, I don't need it, don't do it for me. Is Macham Lesa Shabbos. Anything we think is a Shalom from the Kuch Nefesh, even though she says, don't do it, we don't listen to her, we take care of her. Nistam Akever, after the birth, Nistam Akever is closed up already, then. Bain Omra Tzrichani, Bain Lo Yomra Tzrichani, ain't Macham Lesa Shabbos. Then you're not Macham Lesa Shabbos.